We are proud to announce a new sponsor for this podcast, Auggies Locker Room. Auggies Locker Room, which is located less than a mile away from Notre Dame Stadium, was named the best Notre Dame's collectible shop in the country. This shop is amazing. If you are a passionate Notre Dame fan and are looking for that special Notre Dame piece to complete your rec room, Auggies is the place to go. They have a wide selection of Notre Dame Stadium pieces, jerseys, helmets, autographs, and one-of-a-kind Rockne items. They have an exclusive Joe Montana signed items. If Auggies doesn't have it in store, he will find it for you. Visit AuggiesLockerRoom.com or stop in at 1811 South Bend Avenue and see the vintage helmet display dating back to 1890. AuggiesLockerRoom.com or call 574-277-NDND.
SportsBeat AM continues with the latest in Notre Dame football recruiting. This is the Blue and Gold Illustrated Recruiting Update with Mike Singer.
Well, Mike's joining us on this Monday to talk some Notre Dame football recruiting because we had some news over the weekend. He'll also be with us on tomorrow's program, as I think we might have a little more news to talk about. But, Mike, let's start off by talking about the Irish picking up a running back, not for the class of 2023, but it's actually a 2022 running back. He's out of Cincinnati, and there are a lot of tie-ins to Notre Dame and Cincinnati at the current time. But Jabran Payne is a name I asked you about last Tuesday, and a former Indiana commit that is now joining the Fighting Irish football program. As you look at the tape, as you look at some of his traits, what stands out about Jabran Payne and why Notre Dame would be highly interested in his service?
So the interesting thing with him is that, Darren, we haven't seen much of him since his sophomore year of high school. He was injured as a junior. I think he played just a few games. Senior, didn't really play much as well. He had a knee injury. He had a high ankle sprain. So when we have seen him, he looked good in those last two seasons, but really going back to sophomore season, Darren, to, you know, when he was at, you know, his heights. And, you know, at that year, he was a big-time player, had offers from, you know, Alabama and Florida and, you know, of course, Notre Dame, you know, following that season. You know, as those injuries, you know, piled up, you know, I think the schools after started to wane just a little bit, ends up at Indiana, strong relationship with Dylan McCullough, who's of course now at Notre Dame, which we can get to that. I'm not answering your question yet, Darren, but you know, he is about 5'10", 200-pound running back, bowling ball type back with, I think he's got above average speed. He's good catching the ball out of the backfield. You know, I think he can split out and catch the ball as a wide receiver. Just all in all, he's a good all-purpose kind of back, you know, who, you know, if he's healthy and can stay healthy, Notre Dame just got to steal.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mike, when you take a look at what the running back room could look like in the very near future, you've got everybody on the roster eligible to come back next year. You add Payne to the mix, and you've talked about Cedric Irvin Jr. is a guy that should sign with the Irish in the class of 2023. And you've talked about they're not done recruiting yet at the running back position. So I guess right now you never can take anything for granted. Transfer portal, NFL draft, but boy, you've got the makings of a very deep running back room in the very near future.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I think at the end of this, there's always going to be attrition. So I think Notre Dame's just gotten into a point here, which has not been the case recently at the running back position, where you're able to just stockpile so much talent, like they've had not this deep. And I think it's just a situation where Notre Dame's like, hey, we can keep taking these guys. Let's do it. It's a great problem to have. I wouldn't rule out Chris Tyree, Darren, to go to the NFL after this season. Like, I think he is due for a monster season. Jadarian Price, the true freshman running back, early enrollee, he's a fantastic player, and I heard really good things about what he's done this spring. I mean, Jabran Payne is going to look to come in and make a day one impact. You also have Audric Estime. You got Logan Diggs. You got Cedric Irvin verbally committed. And I don't think they're in this 2023 recruiting class. So Payne is 2022 recruit, senior in high school. He enrolls at Notre Dame this summer. And again, for this 2023 class, so juniors becoming seniors in high school, I mean, they've already got Cedric Irvin committed, a four-star running back. His father, Cedric Irvin Sr., Notre Dame fans might remember when he played for Michigan State, 30 years ago or so. And then I think they might get another commitment from a guy named Jaden Lamar from Washington, I believe the Irish lead there. So lots to potentially keep an eye on with running back recruiting.
Mike, when you think about relationships and recruiting, it's everything. So I would assume that original relationship between McCullough and Payne was the difference maker.
Yeah, that's definitely it. I mean, McCullough obviously landed that commitment originally with Indiana. You go back to Marcus Freeman when he was at Cincinnati, Darren. That relationship was really important to Jabran Payne. Chad Bowden, the director of recruiting at Notre Dame, he came over from Cincinnati to Notre Dame with Freeman. You got Jeremy Larkin as a new grad assistant or analyst with Notre Dame. He went to LaSalle High School in Cincinnati. I believe he was graduated there in 2016. So there's that connection. And then when Larkin was at his previous stop, Northwestern, he was recruiting Payne to Northwestern, and the Wildcats were one of Payne's top schools. So just a lot of connections there just with those four people. And, you know, Payne told me when I interviewed him before he announced his commitment that he understands that Dylan McCullough is a rising star in this business. And it would be a surprise, to be honest with you guys, if McCullough stayed as Notre Dame's running backs coach for Payne's 4 years at Notre Dame. So he understands that this is going to be home for me, even if Coach McCullough were to leave. So he actually signed with Indiana in December, and then McCullough leaves a couple months later. Payne got out of his letter of intent. And then at that point, it was basically a foregone conclusion, to be honest with you guys, that he's going to end up at Notre Dame.
He is Mike Singer, recruiting insider, Blue and Gold Illustrated, blueandgold.com, talking Notre Dame football recruiting on SportsBeat AM, Sports Radio 960 WSBT. More news from over the weekend, Mike. Justin Rhett, four-star cornerback out of Bishop Gorman High School in Las Vegas. It sounds like it might be a mutual decommitment between Notre Dame and Rhett. What can you tell us about Justin Rhett deciding to now go elsewhere with his recruitment?
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah, tons of discussion about this over the weekend amongst Notre Dame Nation. I mean, listen, Notre Dame fan, every school loses commitments. This is just a thing that happens, but we don't need to throw out accusations about the kid's character and whatnot on social media. Like it doesn't have to be money. Like if a kid doesn't pick Notre Dame or decommits, like we don't have to say, well, his grades sucked, or, you know, he's choosing the highest bidder. Like that doesn't have to be the situation every single time. Look, Rhett took a visit to Georgia this past weekend, an official visit. That's a note there. Like, yeah, like some guys who are committed to Notre Dame have taken unofficial visits. Rhett took an official visit to Georgia. That didn't really sit well with the Notre Dame staff. That's pretty clear from what I'm told. And, you know, the two sides just kind of picked that, hey, let's part ways here. Now, was it as simple as that? Or are there some hurt feelings on either side? I'm sure. But that's basically all I can share there. It's just, you know, Notre Dame wasn't happy that Rhett was taking official visits, and that's something that that the Rhett camp wanted to do was go to Georgia. I do not expect Rhett to consider Notre Dame moving forward. Sometimes that can be the case where you have a decommitment and then that player ends up recommitting. We've seen that in the past with Notre Dame. Philip Riley, a cornerback in the 2021 class, we saw that for off the top of my head. So not expecting that. And Darren, I mean, he's a dude, Justin Rhett. That's a loss. And it's not like it's a position where Notre Dame's stockpiled at, right? So you look at it like running back right now or offensive line. If they lose a commitment, it's like, all right, you know, it'll be all right. But, I mean, cornerback, I mean, that's a big loss.
Well, Mike, I know nothing about the details of Rhett, so I'm asking a real just general question. But in a situation where a kid is committed and he wants to go take an official visit somewhere else, if you communicate with the school you are committed to saying, hey, this is what I'm going to do and this is the reason why, if you are ahead of the game and you are communicating, doesn't that sometimes soften the blow from the perspective of the team that has the commitment from the player?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Darren. I will add that each situation is always going to be different. So from recruit to what school it is to the timing. And so that's always something to consider, that this is Notre Dame fans, recruiting is not black and white. It is not a cut and dry thing. Every situation, no two recruitments are the same. So that's something to keep in mind. So yeah, I mean, Rhett did inform Notre Dame that he was going to take that Georgia visit. I mean, I think 4, 5, 6 weeks ago. So it was certainly known. But I don't think that for this case, it didn't make it any better here. And I'll also add, you know, whoever, like, there's a lot of, you know, recruiting reporters out there covering Notre Dame. I'm of course one of them. For as dialed in as we like to think we are still just getting breadcrumbs, you know, from sources and stuff. We try our very best and we all work very hard, but we're still only to paint, we're only able to paint such a small part of the picture. So, you know, it's just, you know, it can frustrate me at times when, you know, when we have grown men attacking literally children on social media, when you're only getting breadcrumbs from report, and sometimes I can only report of my breadcrumbs. Yeah. I'm only able to report smaller breadcrumbs like I'm doing on the air here. So, you know, this is what it is, Notre Dame fans. It's a loss. We don't need to attack Justin Rhett and say that, you know, he's got bad grades or he's just going for the highest bidder here. Like, just, you know, accept, hey, it's a decommitment. This sucks, but Notre Dame needs to move on and recruit at an even higher level.
Mike is moving on, centered around Christian Gray.
I'm sorry, Darren?
I said, is moving on, centered around Christian Gray.
Christian Gray is a massive target for Notre Dame. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I wrote a commitment story ready for him to pop back in November after his visit. I was like, all right, this is his third time on campus. Like, I think this is it. And then it was fourth visit, I think. Just last week, it was fifth or sixth visit. No, he's a frequent visitor, Darren, at Notre Dame. Christian Gray from St. Louis DeSmet High School, major target. I think you can make an argument that outside of Dante Moore, he's the most important target left on the board for just how long Notre Dame's been after him, for how talented Gray is, a huge cornerback target. But you know, you also got some other guys on the board. Micah Tease from Oklahoma. Micah Bell from Houston. I think they need to expand the cornerback board as well. You know, keeping Peyton Bowen and Adon Shuler as safety commitments, that'll help Notre Dame's overall defensive back haul, obviously. But, you know, right now, zero cornerback commitments. So, you know, and they need at least two in this class.
Mike, tell our listeners what's happening right now. Blue and Gold Illustrated, blueandgold.com.
It is quite the busy week we have on tap with the Blue-Gold game on Saturday. Tons of coverage there, so definitely make sure to catch You know, all of that leading up to it and the post-game coverage. Could be the biggest recruiting weekend of the year for Notre Dame. Definitely make sure to catch later in the week at blueandgold.com our visitor preview, some storylines to look out for. Four-star wide receiver Braylon James is expected to announce his commitment. I believe he moved it up a day, so it's looking like Monday at about 4 p.m. Eastern time now, so I believe the Fighting Irish are looking good in that recruitment. So just going to be a busy week at blueandgold.com, dollar for 1 year of premium access. That deal is still going on.
You were so good. Let's do it again tomorrow.
Hey, maybe. We'll see.
Maybe. That's right. All right. Hey, Mike, good talking to you. We will talk to you again very, very soon.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Darren.
Thank you. Mike Singer, recruiting insider, Blue and Gold Illustrated, blueandgold.com. His thoughts on Jabran Payne, the 2022 running back, joining the Fighting Irish, and the decommitment of four-star cornerback Justin Rhett in the class of 2023. Read more about it at Blue and Gold Illustrated, blueandgold.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.